The Senate's bonding bill, Senate Bill 367, cruised out of that chamber and is awaiting action in the House. In the meantime, House Bill 645 failed to get the necessary 67-vote threshold last Friday, and that's why representatives will try that vote again this week.
It's always a tough haul, and we've seen that in the last part of the last two sessions.
Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas says it comes as no surprise the debate over infrastructure this session hasn't been smooth sailing.
There is some deja vu there, but that's because it's a big vote, it's a big lift.
Some of that has to do with some members' heartburn over indebting the state for public works projects instead of paying cash. The so-called cash infrastructure bills did pass from the House to the Senate, except for two. Those that did pass are scheduled for a hearing this week in the Senate Finance and Claims Committee. Chairman Lou Jones says the fate of those two languishing bonding bills are tied together.
This is a place of leverage. And so folks are using their leverage to encourage other folks to vote for certain things. I imagine that House Bill 8, as it did last time, along with the other bonding bills, will work their way through the process. I would not feel that House Bill 8's current situation will remain its situation forever.
Leverage. That's true, says Representative Jim Keene, the sponsor of House Bill 8. The measure would allow the issuance of coal severance tax bonds, primarily for large rural water system projects. Keene says last session some Democrats think they made the mistake of passing House Bill 8, only to see the bonding bill die on the final day of the session by one vote in the House. So this time, Democrats are withholding votes for now.
But other members say we need to hold on to that to say, no, we want these bigger projects passed too.
The Democrat from Butte says the bigger projects are the Southwest Montana Veterans Home, Romney Hall at MSU, and other school facilities projects. Senate Minority Leader John Sesso, also from Butte, agrees with Keene. He says the two were tied together in 2015. Sesso says House Bill 8 matters to rural Montana.
So we know it's important. It's an important set of projects for North Central and Dry Creek and the four major projects, and we'll get that done. But for now, we want to make some progress on the bonding bill.
So will it work? House Appropriations Chair Nancy Ballen says while she can't speak for the entire Republican majority, she can't imagine House Bill 8 wouldn't pass.
I think there are some people who think that if they hold it, it might force others to do something else. I think it's for some people a bargaining chip. For me, it's something that just should pass straight up.
She says it doesn't make sense not to pass the bill. As for the larger bonding bill, whether it's the House or Senate version, Ballen says when it comes to infrastructure, until day 90, anything can happen. A reference to the last scheduled day of the legislative session. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.